it. Bye-bye.
This is your Orioles Radio Network Game Rewind.
The headline now is Brady Anderson has won the 1992 Orioles Home Run Derby here at Camden Yards tonight. But there were more home runs hit in the ballgame last night than there were in the Derby just a few moments ago. But Brady is the champion. There's no upset there. The skipper, Buck Showalter, with a Geico manager's report right after this.
Brock Abatka with Orioles manager Buck Showalter. Tonight's manager's report. Manny Machado continues to swing the hot bat here in the second half. Three grand slams in the last 11 games. What's been the difference between first half Manny and second half Manny?
I think just trusting himself. I wish it was that easy, and then he'd be able to do it. I think it's a real reminder of how hard it is to stay together mechanically, mentally, emotionally over a long season. That's what people miss about our sport is you play it every day, and some little thing gets out of whack, and that's why you're so protective of the routines that players go through. And, you know, Scott talks, Coolbar, hitting coach, talks a lot about staying true to your routine, your preparation, and it doesn't mean you're working till you know, you're exhausted. It's just stay to a routine. And that's why, you know, as a manager, I'm very protective of their routines and what they do. And I think Manny stuck with some things. He made some adjustments around and about. And it's been fun to watch, to say the least.
Your club has a bases loaded in the ninth inning in Seattle that last game. Two outs, Chris strikes out. People act like the season's over. Fast forward, last night, bases loaded, Manny hits a grand slam, and people think this could really carry the club now. Not that easy, is it? We're going back to starting pitching is going to dictate how well this team does.
Well, every team feels that way, Rock, but so does that mean that failure in Seattle means that it's going to be negative the rest of the way and something positive? You know, these are the best players in the world, and every night you're competing, and there's just a fine line that turns things one way or the other. You know, I look back at maybe even Hellickson giving us quality third and fourth inning, Castro pitching, Darren coming in and doing the job, and Miley getting, Blyer getting a couple outs, and a couple of defensive plays, Castro taking a ball off the leg to get a double play, throwing out two base runners at second base. But, you know, I know where the focus is the way it ended.
What specifically were you seeing with Hellickson? He did have that stretch of nine retired in a row, but then he also gives up the career-high five home runs.
Well, first of all, it's a very offensive-friendly night. You know, it's sticky. You just got through rain, a ball's flying. You know, 10 home runs. I said after the game last night, it's like a dunk contest. And it was I didn't think the command of the fastball, some changeups kind of ran back across the plate. And he usually is real good about keeping it under the barrel of the bat. And just couldn't find his step. I know he was having trouble gripping the ball was as much as he was perspiring, but you know, he sweated before and pitched well. He'll be better next time out.
Brock Abatka back with Orioles manager Buck Showalter. Tonight's manager's report, Anthony Santander, the Rule 5 pick, back in right field tonight. I know it's a small sample size, but what did he show you last night, particularly with that leadoff single in the ninth?
Well, you know, it was a flare. It wasn't hit well, and it kind of hung out there, but it looked like line drive in the box score. You know, Anthony, there's some learning curve, very much like Jonathan Scope and Manny Machado, and nobody's ready to mention him in that same breath yet. But, you know, you think about a lot of the motion that was going on last night, and he's facing this quality major league pitcher. It's a guy that's only had 30 or 40 at-bats above the single-A level, so let's keep that in mind. But, you know, because of some of the sickness and stuff we have, it dictated he needed to play last night.
Chris Davis and Wellington Castillo still out of the lineup. Are they getting better?
Well, there's a possibility Castillo will play tonight as we speak. I just want to see how he feels physically. He was pretty sick yesterday, but he stayed around. He looks good today, and I just don't want to push the envelope with a day game tomorrow. But Chris is going to come by today. He's still pretty weak. I think he'll be a player tomorrow if I'm a guessing man.
You're facing J.C. Ramirez again tonight. You saw him in Anaheim. What do you recall about him then? And can you assume because you just saw him, you're going to basically be seeing the same pitcher, or because you guys had some success against him, there's a possibility he might try and change something up?
Well, obviously, you got to be ready for both. You know, he's a guy that really likes the slider, you know, and you're going to, especially against our lineup, we're so right-handed dominant that our roster is that you're going to see a steady diet of that. And he's got plenty of fastball. So I don't expect there to be a whole lot of change. It's made a very successful pitcher out of him this year, and I expect him to follow that.
And lastly, still no starter listed for Sunday. Have you made a decision on that yet? And could it be Chris Tillman if he's not needed tonight?
Could be. See how it goes tonight. I really would like to give our guys some extra time. I think we have I think everybody has this type of starters with very few exceptions that in August and September really benefit, and there's really good statistical and background of them pitching better with some extra rest. But that would require some other things and really tax our bullpen, but we'll see how it goes tonight.
Thank you, Bob. Take it back upstairs to Joe Angel.
Now, Greg Olson, the Otter, is still the Orioles' all-time save leader. Now, right behind him is John the Baptist, and right behind him is Zach Britton. But Greg Olson and Ben McDonald, they will visit when we continue with a warm-up show right after this. Well, this is the 25th anniversary celebration, and the 1992 Orioles are being introduced even as we speak, including Ben McDonald, who will join us on the broadcast in just a few minutes. In a moment, Ben McDonald and the Otter, Greg Olson, when we continue with the warm-up show right after this.
Ben McDonald here on the Orioles pregame show, talking to the Otter, the Orioles' all-time save leader, Greg Olson, back in town for the 25th anniversary of Camden Yards. Otter, good to have you back. Good to catch up with you. Let me start off by asking you this. What's occupying most of your time these days?
You know what? I got involved in an underwear company out in Southern California. Invested in that in 08, which not a great time to invest in things. But we make the sliding shorts for 27 major league teams, Alabama football, LSU baseball, are a couple of our clients.
Nice. And so that you've been in that since 08, you said you originally got in. And what's the name of it again?
Tool Shed Sports.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Got into that. Just started doing some Little League Baseball on ESPN a couple weeks ago. I scouted for the Padres for 4 years. Kind of this and that. Jack of all trades, master of none.
There you go. And you got a young son like I do that's kind of getting his feet wet in the travel ball thing, starting to travel around, doing a lot of that stuff too. You travel around with him, do a lot of stuff with him?
You know what? We did a little bit of a travel thing this year, kind of under the pony guys, and played a bunch of games, and then got to All Stars, and it was basically my same group, and ran through the end of July, and they got probably 40, 50 games in 5 months, a lot of practice, and it was a lot of fun. Good group of kids. I kind of handpicked who I wanted, and it wasn't the best team on the face of the earth, but good parents, good kids.
Good. For you guys that don't know, Otter played 14 years in the big leagues, of course, ended up with 217 career saves. I'm going to take you back to 1992 since the 25th anniversary, one of your better years. It was an awesome year, 36 saves, 2.5 ERA. What do you remember about that year? Anything special sticks out about that particular year? And I'm going to ask you, too, about the ballpark. When you first walked in here to Camden Yards, I mean, I know you've been asked this question a few times this weekend. What'd you think? Because you like me, played in Old Memorial, then we graduated to this ballpark, if you will, and boy, it's just a special place.
Well, we went from, a great place to play because you could walk out and you knew almost all the fans. And then we came to Camden Yards, and all of a sudden, now we're playing in the best place to play. And so you walk out, and now you're going to this cathedral of a baseball field every day. You've got a place to work out every day. And it became, something. Once I started playing in different places, I ended up playing on 10 teams. You start bouncing around, and what I missed most was, obviously Camden Yards was great, but it was the people that were inside Camden Yards. It was the clubhouse guys, our team that we had, when we met the other day, it was everybody knew everybody's wives. Everybody knew everybody's kids at a certain point, and there was just a little bit of time to catch up, but there was nothing shocking or new. It was the same guys, and that was what made Baltimore so special. Like I said, 10 teams, and after Baltimore, it just was never quite the same for me, going to a different teams. It was, you got one or two guys to hang out with. Here I had 24.
I agree with you on that. It seemed like yesterday, the little bit of time, we all, I think it's about 20 of us off that team that's come back in town for this weekend. And of course, we'll have the ceremony tonight and introduction to be a little home run derby. We'll get to laugh at some of the older guys trying to hit the homer. But I felt like as long as it's been, though, it was a close bunch. And it's almost like we really didn't even miss a beat at all. It's almost like we knew each other so well, we just kind of caught right back up again.
Yeah, it was seeing Billy Rip, and it was just the same Billy Rip. And talking to Cal, I've gotten to see him a couple times over the past couple of years, but catching up, Alan Mills is the exact same guy. You're the exact same guy, and it's just kind of funny how nothing seems to have changed, mm-hmm. you know, and you still got stuff to talk about, and you're still laughing about the same jokes,
yeah.
and the same jokes are still good, you know, 25 years later. I don't know if that's sad or funny or good or what it is, but the wives are even, you know, your wife yesterday talking to Cal and,
oh, yeah.
and dropped one of our old lines mm-hmm. on Cal, and I just sat there. All I had to do was walk away and just start, all I could do is laugh.
Yeah, yeah.
How about Camden Yards? What's your best memory? If you could, I know it's a lot of them, but what's probably, if you could maybe narrow it down to one or two best memories here at Camden Yard for you?
You know what?
Visitor or playing here?
Visitor, I got booed. I never figured that one out because I got kicked out of Baltimore.
Right.
You know, I wasn't
like I did. That's
right. I wasn't allowed to come back. And then I came back with Kansas City 2 years later and I got booed. And I'm like, why are you booing me? I didn't want to leave. You know what? I can't really remember any games when I was on the mound and, you know, things went well. I remember, you know, a home run to Roberto Kelly out in left center that blew a game. I remember, you know, our 93 fight against Seattle that lasted 45 minutes. I remember, you know, I remember more about the clubhouse, the times in the clubhouse with the guys than I do, a particular save. Seems like all my saves or my big saves were, you know, in Oakland or somewhere else.
Right.
And, yeah, I don't really have a game out here that was like, yeah, I remember that.
And let me close with this question. I'm going to ask all the guys this one question. Knowing what you know now, let's go back to 92. Let's go back 25 years. What advice would you give yourself? Not about baseball. Could be baseball or about life or about anything. What advice would you tell a young Greg Olson 25 years ago if you could go back and tell him about anything?
Well, there would be a couple pitches I'd change. Don't throw that pitch. I don't want to go down a road that I kind of look back at and wish I would have done differently. But for me, you know, it was funny. After my rookie year, we were doing the Orioles boat parade.
Mm.
And Calvin Hill, the former running back with the Cowboys, was one of the ownership or, you know, in management. And he was walking alongside me. And he just looks at me and goes, you have no idea how fast this is going to go. He goes, so just really enjoy it. And I just kind of looked at him. And that is the exact way it happened. I mean, it was 14 years, and it was a blink.
Well said. Well said. Well, we're going to wrap it up with Greg Olson, folks. 160 saves here in Baltimore. That still is number one all time for the Orioles. Ole, good talking to you, buddy. Take care of yourself.
Oh, Ben, it's been great. Thank you.
All right, there you go. Ben McDonald, Greg Olson, a couple of pretty good right-handers on the warm-up show. Well, last night, it was a halo of a game, and tonight, take on the Angels again. Stay tuned. Oriole Baseball is next. Right, hello again, baseball fans. Joe Angel, Ben McDonald, back at Oriole Park at Camden Yards in the loss column tonight. Angels win this thing 5-1. I'll tell you what, Ben, talk about baseball being a strange game, funny game, can hurt you. It up and down. It's amazing. Last night they scored 9 runs, 5 home runs. Tonight they get 1 run. And that one run came, been on a wild pitch. That was it.
In the first inning.
Yeah.
It was early and nothing after that.
So why?
Well, you know, like you said, it's baseball. What are you going to say? You know, and I found even stranger than that when you talk about the two starters, Ramirez and Gausman. They throw almost the exact amount of pitches and same amount of strikes. The difference is Gausman stayed too much in the middle of the strike zone. Ramirez didn't got some big outs when he needed it and really, you know, just pitched well, and that was enough. The good news for the Orioles, if you go back to last night and the night, the bullpen continues to be the strong point for the Orioles and gave them a chance yet again tonight. The bullpen the last two games has worked a total of 9 1/3 innings, only allowed 4 hits, no runs with 8 strikeouts. So the bullpen continues to dominate. If the starters can just get a little bit better, I know we've been saying that a lot, Joe, all year long, and it's been better at times, but Hellickson not so good last night. Gausman struggles tonight. So whoever starts tomorrow for the Orioles, you know, whether it's Tillman or Miley, hadn't been decided yet, you know, just need a strong outing, just a quality start, because I really think, although the offense didn't show up tonight, more times than not that offense is going to show up, and the Orioles can win this series tomorrow. Look, told me going in we win 2 out of 3 against the Angels. I would take it because I really think you can win 2 out of 3 against the A's or maybe even sweep them, and the Orioles are right where they need to be. But the starting pitching, again, has to get a little bit more consistent.
Well, the only time you don't take 2 out of 3 is after you win the first two games. Then you get greedy.
That's right.
That's what you got to do. But you look at the Orioles, this is game number 123 in the regular season. And they're only, what, two or three games out of the wild card race, so there's plenty of games left. It can turn around in about a week. And if you're a player, if you're an Oriole, that's what you have to think about.
And we keep talking about the top five in this lineup. I love Beckham, Machado, Scope, Jones. Mancini is really swinging it well. You get to think, you know, Trumbo hopefully will return to near what he was last year. Seth Smith contributes, Castillo. Hopefully we'll see Chris Davis back in the lineup tomorrow. He's been a little bit under the weather, but you like to have that big bat in the lineup because one swing, he can really change the game. So I like where the Orioles are. I just think the starting pitching's got to be a little bit more consistent.
Hey, great time tonight. Rick Sutcliffe was here. Cal Ripken Jr. was here. Brady Anderson was here.
Lots of fun visiting with those guys. Again, I can't believe it's been 25 years, but it was great for me to come back, work with you, and, of course, get to see the guys again for the first time. I hadn't seen a lot of them in a long, long time. And so always been a fun, fun weekend, but nothing would make it more fun than how about a big victory for tomorrow for the Orioles.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Hey, go join the family.
I'll do it. Thank you, sir.
Go out and have some fun. That's Ben McDonald, and this is the Oriole postgame show. Yeah, right away, Mike Trout in the first inning against Kevin Gausman made his presence felt. And the 0-1 delivery. Trout hits a home run. Oh, my goodness. Talk about a bad mood. Way back there and way back in the seats in left field. Wow. A no-doubter, his 25th, and Kevin Gausman is suddenly in a bad mood. Understandably, 1-0 Angels. Then right away, bottom one, Beckham a double, and then Machado a single. Orioles at first and third, nobody out. Scope up there to hit, and the Orioles tied the game without the benefit of a base hit. And the pitch. Oh, look out, wild pitch. Here comes Beckham after hesitating, and he's going to score. Machado winds up at second base. They throw behind him at second, but he gets back. And it's a 1-1 game on a double, an infield single, and on a wild pitch. And little did we know that for the Orioles, that would be the only run they would score in the entire game. But 1-1, second inning, Valbuena against Gausman came up as the leadoff hitter. High fly ball, deep center. Adam Jones is racing back. He's at the wall. He's going to jump up. And did he catch it?
He did not.
He did not catch it. Sometimes Adam likes to play games a little bit. He did not catch it.
No, he did not.
Gets out. Brady Anderson in the booth at that point. And it was Brady Anderson who knew Adam Jones had not caught the ball. And so the Angels, with that home run, as it turned out, had taken the lead for good. Again, Mike Trout in the third inning. Here's Mike Trout, who sends a high fly ball to deep left center. And for the second time tonight, Mike Trout has hit one out. That one in the back bullpen. Mike Trout has homered twice tonight, and the Angels are ahead now 3-1. Yeah, then Simmons in the fourth inning, a leadoff double. And then guess who? Valbuena came up again. Trout with two home runs. And Valbuena said, hey, I can do that too. And the 2-1 pitch. Lifted in the air to left. Backing up is Smith. Backing up at the wall. It's gone again. My goodness. Kevin Gausman has now given up 4 home runs in less than 4 innings. That one comes with a man aboard. It's a 2-run homer. It is 5-1 Angels. And that turned out to be the final score. Kevin Gausman tonight, 4 innings, 5 runs, 6 hits, 4 walks, 3 strikeouts. Now, Miguel Castro came out of the bullpen in the 5th inning after Kevin Gausman had given up a leadoff single and then a base on balls. So with 2 aboard, Castro, he got Simmons on a line drive. He walked Valbuena. But then he struck out C.J. Cron, and then Maldonado came up to hit, and he almost grand slammed. So that was the payoff. There's a high fly ball. Maldonado hits one way back in left center. Backing up is Smith. He's going to jump up at the wall and makes the catch.
I don't think he jumped as high as Ben McDonald did just then.
Well, they came within maybe a foot of being a grand slam. Instead, it's the third out. Yeah, that was Rick Sutcliffe in the booth at the time having a little fun. But, that was the final the final out in that 5th inning. The Oriole bullpen after that, Castro, 2 1/3 scoreless. Blyer, 1 scoreless. And then Michael Givens eventually came in, 1 2/3 scoreless. And he wound up with 4 strikeouts in 1 2/3 innings. Well, the Orioles offensively, that wild pitch in the first inning, nothing after that. Had a bunch of strikeouts. And it was Blake Parker, a right-hander, who came in and got the final 3 outs. Well, here we go. Count 2-2. Santander waits. And a pitch. Ground ball hit hard, first base. Right there is Cron, and he'll take the out himself. That's how the game ends, and tonight the Orioles, after a marvelous victory on Friday night, well, tonight they're back in the loss column. Tonight they lose it 5-1, so they split the first two games. The rubber game on Sunday afternoon. Yeah, 1:35 tomorrow. Trying to get 2 out of 3. At this point, you'd love to take 2 out of 3 in that finale tomorrow afternoon. We'll continue with the postgame show right after this. Last night, a marvelous victory. 5 home runs, Manny Machado, the game-ending grand slam. Tonight, just 1 run on a wild pitch in the first inning. Baseball, game of ups and downs. Buck Showalter with the media after the game.
What we got?
What we seen with Kevin?
Oh, he just made some mistakes. I know he's trying to go in off the plate to Trout, first one, center cut, and we had trouble keeping it park. He was trying to go down a little off the plate and hung a breaking ball, and those balls end up where they ended up, especially when you compound, you know, the quality of hitter you're facing. And we didn't score any runs. Scored one. And good job out of the bullpen. Castro was good again. Michael needed some work. So Chris Tillman will pitch tomorrow. He'll start tomorrow. And just location was poor. If you go back through all those pitches and really center cut some balls that he was trying to go off the plate or on the black.
Using Castro the last two nights, do you feel okay with where the bullpen is for tomorrow going in?
Not really, but we're going to make some adjustments if we need to. We were talking about before I needed to come down here and got some ideas and some things to do to keep us from sending out people that are pitching well. We can help it.
How difficult is it the last two nights to see all those home runs?
It wasn't too difficult when we were hitting them, you know, but it's part of it. What was it, 4 of them? It's, you know, it's that time of the year. Stakes go a long way. You know, I don't think it's anything to do with ballparks or baseballs, or it's, you know, some, we make good pitches, we get outs. Mistakes get magnified up here with power being so prevalent at the major league level. Mistakes go a lot further.
Besides the home runs with Kevin, he wasn't particularly crisp in that fifth inning. You had to kind of, you know, take him out after the letting two base runners.
Yeah, I thought, you know, his command was a challenge for him. You know, early on, you know, he walks and people he doesn't usually walk. He's been pitching well for us tonight. Was a break from that. You know, Kevin, it's one of the reasons why we're wanting to go to get Chris back in the mix. I think Kevin leads the American League in starts, and as well as he's pitched for us the last month and a half, really almost 2 months, I think everybody, that's one of the things that usually you see is the command a little bit. But, you know, stuff-wise, velocity and arm strength and everything's fine. He feels great. Just, you know, I think we got a chance to be a better pitching staff if we can get a little blow for some of our guys. But it's going to require some, you know, some challenges with the bullpen, with some things moving around. You know, obviously that things change on September 1 or September 2nd, depending on what, you know, the season doesn't end till the 2nd there, but you can take them up before that. You know, the 10 days doesn't come into play once the season ends. Yes?
When Chris moved to the bullpen, I think in a sense you talked about him working with Roger on some things mechanically. I mean, you're pretty confident now that since he's going back and getting a start, that he's been working on that.
Well, how do you quantify confident? I don't know. Anaheim will let us, the Angels let us know that. But, you know, Chris has got a good pedigree of pitching really good baseball for the Orioles. And he's done the things that we ask him to do to get back. We need him to pitch well. And for us to get where we want to go, it's got a chance to be a shot in the arm. And it may not happen tomorrow. It may happen. I don't know. But he's done his part. And, you know, the two outings have been better. And his work day went well. But we'll see. I don't know if that's confident. You know, this is a hard place to pitch. It's the best players in the world. And mistakes get magnified like tonight. You know, not many people in American League have been pitching as well as Kevin tonight. It happened the other way. So, you know, you play the games. Because you never know what's going to happen. What else? Okay, I think I talked to Chris. He came in today, Davis, and he actually texted me during the game about if I wanted him to come back feeling a lot better. So hopefully that bodes well for tomorrow. Just told him to get some rest and be ready tomorrow. So, and Cassick seems to feel fine. Okay, thank you.
All right, Skipper Buck Showalter at the 5-1 loss here against the Angels. So last night, 9 runs, 5 home runs, game-ending grand slam. Tonight, just 1 run, came on a wild pitch in the first inning. In the ballgame tonight, they went, I think, 0-for-9 with runners in scoring position. So a tough night offensively. You always say the momentum just as good as your next day starting pitcher. Well, tonight, Kevin Gausman was not on his game, so they lose the momentum. Same two teams again tomorrow, the rubber game. The not-so-lovely totals here tonight. Angels, 5 runs, 7 hits, 1 error. They leave 7, hit 4 home runs. Orioles, a run on 7 hits and 1 error, and they strand 8. The winner is Ramirez. He's 11-10. And Kevin Gausman, the loser, he is now 9-9. The finale tomorrow at 1:35, Chris Tillman against Parker Bridwell, a couple of right-handers. Until tomorrow, Joe Angel for Ben McDonald and Tiny Tim Jones saying thank you for joining us. Tonight, we got bad news. And we wish we had better news. Orioles are tonight in the loss column. Angels win it 5-1. This is the Orioles Radio Network.